This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 192 for Monday, December 18th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures Canola Market began the week before Christmas with modest gains as comparable oils rose. Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil were up, while European rapeseed was mostly higher. Crude oil was up $1.50 US per barrel after Yemeni rebels attacked a BP vessel on the Red Sea earlier today. The Canadian dollar was down 1/10 of a US cent compared to Friday's close. The January canola contract was up $6.10 per ton at $651.50, while the March contract was up $6 per ton at $664.90. In the U.S., corn and wheat were in the red, while soybeans rose slightly. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported on Monday that 948,000 tons of U.S. corn were shipped during the week ended December 14th, 31% more than last week and 15% more than the same week last year. Central and northeastern Brazil will continue to see hot and dry conditions over the next couple of days before temperatures recede and rain falls over the regions over the next 10 days. Fertilizer producer Mosaic projected Brazil's Safrinha corn crop to drop by 12% to 12.7 million tons. Growers have also delayed their fertilizer purchases. China imported a record-breaking 3.95 million tons of corn in November. Algeria issued tenders to purchase up to 200,000 tons of animal feed corn. The March corn contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.77. 1.411 million tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped during the week ended December 14th, up from 1 million last week, but down 28% from the same week last year. AgRural reported that soybean planting in Brazil is down 94% complete, up 3 points from last week. Indigenous protesters in Brazil disrupted a public hearing on Friday on the construction of a railway which would transport soybeans from the top-producing state of Mato Grosso to river ports on the Amazon basin. In Argentina, soybean planting is now at 60%, up 8 points from the previous week according to the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange. The January soybean contract was up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.27, while the March contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.40. Nearly 285,000 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped during the week ended December 14th, below the 317,000 from last week and down from 304,000 from the same week last year. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange estimated that 55% of Argentina's expected wheat crop was planted, up 7 points from a week earlier. Saudi Arabia reportedly purchased 1.35 million tons of wheat in total from multiple nations. The March Chicago wheat contract was down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.17. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.28. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.22. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, December 18th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.